of them. They hurried out, almost tripping over their own feet as they looked back. "Time and its control is what we should teach here," said Lutze, watching them go. "The martial arts are an aid, that is all they are. At least, that's all they were meant to be. Even out in the world, a well-trained person may perceive in the fray how flexible time may be. Here, we can build on that. Compress time, stretch time, hold the moment. Punching people's kidneys out through their nose is only a foolish byproduct." Lutze took down a razor-edged pika sword from the rack and handed it to the shocked boy. "You've seen one of these before. They're not really for novices, but you show promise." Yes, sweeper, but know how to use it? I'm good at the practice ones, but they're just made of... Take it, then, and attack me." There was a rustling noise above them. Lobsang looked up and saw monks pouring into the observation gallery above the dojo. There were some very senior ones amongst them. News gets around quickly in a little world. "Rule two," said Lutze, "is never refuse a weapon." He took a few steps back. "In your own time, boy." Lobsang wielded the curved sword uncertainly. "Well," said Lutze, "I can't just..." "Is this the dojo of the 10th gym?" said Lutze. "Why, mercy me, I do believe it is. That means there are no rules, doesn't it? Any weapon, any strategy, anything is allowed. Do you understand? Are you stupid?" "But I can't just kill someone because they've asked me to." "Why not? What happened to Mr. Manners?" "But you are holding a deadly weapon. You are facing an unarmed man in a pose of submission. Are you frightened?" "Yes. Yes, I am." "Good. That's lesson three," said Lutze quietly. "See how much you're learning already? Wipe the smile off your face, have I? All right. Put the sword on the rack and take a dakka stick. The most you can do with that is bruise my old bones. I would prefer it if you wore the protective padding. You're that good with the stick, are you?" "I'm very fast." "Then if you don't fight right now, I shall wrest it from you and break it over your head," said Lutze, drawing back. "Ready? The only defence is to attack well, I'm told." Lobsang raised the stick in reluctant salute. Lutze folded his hands and, as Lobsang danced towards him, closed his eyes and smiled to himself. Lobsang raised the stick and hesitated. Lutze was grinning. Rule two, rule three. What had been rule one? Always remember rule one. "Lutze!" The abbot's chief acolyte arrived panting in the doorway, waving urgently. Lutze opened one eye and then the other one, and then winked at Lobsang. "Narrow escape there, eh?" he said. He turned to the acolyte. "Yes, exalted sir. You must come immediately, and all monks who are cleared for a tour in the world, to the Mandala Hall, now!" There was a scuffling in the gallery, and several monks pushed their way out through the crowd. "Oh, excitement," said Lutze, taking the stick from Lobsang's unresisting hands and putting it back into the rack. The hall was emptying fast. Around the whole of Oi Dong, gongs were being banged frantically. "What's happening?" said Lobsang as the last of the monks surged past. "I dare say we shall soon be told," said Lutze, starting to roll himself a cigarette. "Hadn't we better hurry? Everyone's going." The sound of flapping sandals died away in the distance. "Nothing seems to be on fire," said Lutze calmly. "Besides, if we wait a little, then by the time we get there, everyone will have stopped shouting, and perhaps they'll be making some sense. Let us take the clock path. The display is particularly fine at this time of day." But, it is written, you've got to learn to walk before you can run," said Lutze, putting his broom over his shoulder. "Mrs. Cosmopolite again? Amazing woman. Dusted like a demon, too." The clock path wound out from the main complex, up through the terraced gardens, and then rejoined the wider path as it tunnelled into the cliff wall. Novices always asked why it was called the clock path, since there was no sign of a clock anywhere. More gongs started to bang, but they were muffled by the green